Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Devastated and heartbroken, reactions shared today by members of Congress to news that their revered colleague and civil rights activist, Democratic Representative Elijah Cummings, has died. He passed away this morning due to complications from long-running health problems. He was 68 years old. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi ordered flags at the U.S. Capitol lowered in honor of her friend.
My brother in Baltimore, he was in the Congress. Elijah was considered a North Star. He was a leader of towering character and integrity. He lived the American dream, and his own family's parents were sharecroppers.
President Trump expressed condolences and said he got to see, in his words, firsthand the strength, passion, and wisdom of this highly respected political leader. Former President Obama issued a statement as well in which he credited Cummings, who was chairman of the House Oversight Committee, with being a good example of protecting the checks and balances within our democracy and steadfast in his pursuit of truth and justice. Cummings was among Trump's most vocal critics and one of the top Democrats leading the impeachment inquiry into the president. Trump is accused of pressing Ukraine to investigate political rival Joe Biden while holding up military aid to Ukraine. A U.S. delegation led by Vice President Mike Pence met with Turkish officials today. The U.S. is trying to stop Turkey's incursion into northern Syria. NPR's Duri Bskaran has more.
A witness in the Syrian border town of Qamishli said artillery and mortar fire continued today. Foreign aid workers fled northern Syria earlier this week after Kurdish militias made a deal with Syrian regime troops for protection. Vice President Pence and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo are hoping to stop the Turkish attacks in northern Syria. A set of sanctions were released by the administration earlier this week. But Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has said he won't stop the onslaught until the Kurdish-led militias, which Turkey considers a terrorist group, withdraw from the border zone. For NPR News, I'm Duri Bskaran in Istanbul.
Turkey sent in militia after President Trump abruptly pulled American troops back from northern Syria. The UK and the European Union have a tentative Brexit deal, but it could be headed for defeat in Parliament this weekend. Here's NPR's Frank Langfitt.
Michel Barnier, the EU's chief negotiator, said by avoiding a hard border, the deal preserves the Good Friday Agreement, which ended the political violence in Northern Ireland, known as the Troubles.
When discussing Northern Ireland, we talk about the economy, about technical matters, about goods. But let me say very frankly that for me, what really matters are the people. What really matters is peace.
However, under the deal, Northern Ireland will remain aligned to a limited set of EU rules, and Northern Ireland's Democratic Unionist Party, which has 10 crucial votes in Britain's parliament, opposes the agreement based on concerns that will divide Northern Ireland from the rest of the United Kingdom. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, London.
This is NPR. The International Monetary Fund is pointing out signs that the market roiling trade dispute between the United States and China may be easing. However, IMF's managing director told reporters at the IMF World Bank annual meetings today that if the tariffs conflict continues, that could be trouble for the stability of the entire global financial system. The IMF projects the global trade volume will expand this year by just over 1%, which is down from more than 3.5% expansion last year. The union that represents professional actors and stage managers is announcing that its members have overwhelmingly ratified a new Broadway contract. Jeff London has more on the new Actors Equity Agreement.
The three-year deal with the Broadway League, which represents producers and theater owners, gives actors and stage managers a 3.5% raise each year of the contract, increases 401k contributions, and also provides new work rules for swings, actors who cover multiple chorus roles. The agreement was approved by a 95% majority of voting members. Mary McCall, Equity's executive director, said in a statement, quote, "This is the third negotiation we have completed with the Broadway League this year. Thanks to the solidarity and support of our members, all three have been successful." For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
The Dow is now up 17 points since the open. It's 27,019. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.